The right arm of the youth, and here I'm quoting Stambolidis, as one can tell from the outline of the surviving part of the top of the arm, the shoulder muscles, the muscles in the armpit, and the groove above the back, the break of the arm, was raised slightly above the horizontal and was probably bent at the elbow, with the forearm angled back to the head at a point above and behind the ear. Both workmanship and the holes, their relative positions, and the presence of metal inserts indicate that they were made for the attachment of some object which probably weighed more heavily at the back of the head. End of quote. All I'm saying is that the youth was wearing on his head was something much larger than a helmet or a meniscus. And I think the clue as to what he is wearing is offered by one of the finest red figure vases we have in captivity, the great Taranto crater, the name vase of the Cardenea painter. And it shows, now just check this guy out. Okay? Now, we'll get to this, but put this dress on this guy and you've got the Motier youth.